Triple M on the drive home. I hope you're having a good day today. It's Cliff and we are all over. Whether you are looking for TV to binge or a special or something, this is the man who knows all about it from tvblackbox.com.au. Hello again, Steve Malk. How are you, mate?
Hello, mate. It's good to be talking to you again.
Unfortunately, there's some sad news to start with. We've lost three people from the TV screens. Peter Hardy, who was only 66. He was known for McLeod's Daughters for a long, long time. From The Wire, and he was terrific in Bosch. Lance Riddick passed away. He was only 60. And Terry Norris, at the age of 92, has gone to the great beyond. One of our greatest ever actors, eh?
Mate, they're all over the place. That's starting to happen, including also Brian Walsh, Titan of the
course,
entertainment
yes.
industry, promoter forever, and since Foxtel's inception, a part of their executive management team in making some of their really smart decisions, which has, look, he's championed Australian drama particularly. However, you know, I would say at this point he's enjoying a nice red with the appropriate people in the appropriate place.
Sad. Can I just mention one thing on Terry Norris? If you watch one film, see if you can find a film called Innocence that was done a little while ago with his wife, Julia Blake, and the very fabulous Bud Tingwell. Just a brilliant piece of TV. Yeah. Loved it a lot.
Spectacular.
Okay.
And sadly missed all of them for the work that they've done and, of course, for the people that love them.
Indeed. You've watched the first episode of Succession, season 4. We're told that this will be the last.
Yes.
My hopes are up. Is it good?
And lift them even higher, mate. Sweet baby cheeses, these things. This series is going to be phenomenal. If for no other reason than this first episode is off the hook, it picks up, you know, pretty clearly off the back of season 3. No spoilers, but there was obviously some big stuff went on at the back end of season 3. And the sale of Waystar Royco is pushing forward, independent of what the kids might think. So to that end, it's going to be quite the roller coaster ride, and the duplicitous nature of, you know, the Roy family is going to mean some interesting conversations. And it's delightful. The first episode's great and I can't wait to see more of it. It is on our screens, well, midday Eastern, so probably that's about, what, 9 a.m. Perth time, on your Foxtel On Demands and Binge. Just do it. If you're a fan, just set aside the hour, early brunch, whatever, and enjoy the living everything out of it.
It is so good. And I see in the news that Sarah Snook, who plays Shiv, is with child. Bless her.
And congratulations to her. I bet you I know whose baby it's not.
Yeah, very true indeed. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff. Auntie Donna. Now, if you like Monty Python, you're going to like Auntie Donna. Often comparisons are vacuous, but it's the closest thing that I can see to the absurdity that is Auntie Donna. Give us the thumbnail sketch.
Yes, strange, obtuse, hilarious sketch comedy. This is basically what happens if you put Auntie Donna in charge of a coffee shop. That's the very loose premise, and that's all you need to get those guys and a whole bunch of actually great Australian and international funny people and serious actors involved in the TV show. It's worth checking out. It's going to start in a couple of weeks' time, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on the ABC. No, Wednesday night's 9 o'clock, sorry. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock on the ABC in a couple of weeks' time. Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe. I mean, you work it out, right? It's not going to be serious.
It's too silly. They are very funny guys. Australian Idol, what has happened?
Well, it's finishing up. And they're couching it in the idea that, oh, but the judges made this big decision that everyone should be up for grabs on Sunday night, which they did. And now three of the contestants gone. We're down to our final three. It's all happening for us. So the finale of this season of Australian Idol is going to be on this Sunday night at 7 o'clock on Channel 7. And that's it. It's cooked. What does that mean for 7? Well, look, if it wasn't for things like Married at First Sight and those sorts of things, you'd go, well, it hasn't done too poorly. Thanks very much. The problem is that with it and a really brilliant season of Survivor, it's been pushed into third, sometimes fourth place in its time slots. And that doesn't bode well with a new season of The Voice coming down the pipe after Easter. So how are they going to handle that? Look, that's Seven's problem, honestly. But it does give us a pretty clear indication that the audience are over, you know, entertainment, talent quest, reality television.
might be right there, I think. Phoebe Stewart from Busselton. Let's hope that Phoebe goes very, very well. Nice to see the Southwest gal, a West Australian, doing nicely on that. What else has taken...
I would say, Cliffo, that the final three, whoever gets it, is going to do it, deserving of it, because they've all got incredible voices and are doing such a great job.
They've come a long way. What would be your pick of the week on the telly, Steve?
Oh, look, by the time we talk next week, if you haven't watched season one of season four, the final season of six, episode one, sorry, of season four of Succession, what are you doing with your life? Rethink your choices and go out and watch it. Beyond that, look, there's heaps, honestly, that's worth watching. I would encourage you to go and see, as I mentioned last week, Class of 07 on Prime Video and Lucky Hank on Stan. This is the new series for Bob Odenkirk, and it is full of the darkest, blackest, very funniest comedy.
Yeah, Better Call Saul certainly had some comedy, very twisted comedy sometimes, but really classy stuff. I heard a very interesting interview yesterday with Bryan Cranston. He was on with Conan O'Brien, of all things. That man is a very, very clever actor. Whew, he's a bit good.
Bob, Bryan Cranston's brilliant. And I've loved him in this second season of Your Honour, which is now finished on Stan. So if you haven't seen that, both seasons, look, they are heavy going. Two series of 10 episodes, but brilliant drama starring Cranston and a host of others.
Right, that's the TV look. We're going to do it again next week. If you missed any of this, I'll stick it up onto the chat via listener. Just search for The Drive Home on Triple M. And, of course, tvblackbox.com.au. That's where you go for a whole bunch of goodies. Steve-o, thank you, mate. Take care. Happy viewing, and we'll talk next week.
And if you haven't watched any of the things I've recommended, I'll stick it up you later as well.
Yes, indeed. Steve's back next week here on Triple M.